Eina mafsik toivo la'atmoi. He doesn't claim the credit to himself. That's basically what it means. A person's learning Torah, even if he's a great guy, has to be careful not to take the credit for himself. Because somebody who takes the credit for himself, so, besides Gaiva and all the rest, but he won't have any drive to learn more. He won't have a drive to learn more. He'll feel, wow, almost what I'm doing now. So a person has to know, Zodrach, a person has to know that he was born. That's what he was born for. He was born to work. So if somebody is born to work, so that's what you have to do. That's your duty. Yeah, so very sweet. It says, Odom le'omol yulod. The person was born to start to work hard. What does it mean? It's referring to Torah. The person was born to toil. That's all he was born for. He was born just to toil. He wasn't born to learn, just to toil. Says no, because the person in the baby room is in the mother's womb. He knew all of the Torah. He knew everything. So the only thing he didn't have, he had the mouth teaching him everything. So what didn't he have? The only thing he didn't have was to work.
The ability to
work on it. To return for the Torah. The only thing he was lacking in the mother's womb regarding Torah learning was the ability to toil. So when he's born, that's the only reason why he's born. He's only born to toil. So that, if a person does toil and he works and he succeeds, he shouldn't be mafsik toivo la'atmoi. He should realize that without the invention, he wouldn't have been able to do it anyway, and that was what his future was for him as well. That's the first memchez kinyani for today. The second one is the person has to be ahuv. Ahuv means loved. Loved by who? So four different psalms. What loved means: loved by people, number one; loved by Hashem, number two; loved by Hashem and people, number three; and number four is, alright, let's just do three for the time being. So the idea is, a person has to be loved. Why is that so important, to be loved in order to be Kohenatoya? The answer is because if somebody's loved by people, then he'll be able to learn from anyone, because people will be loving to teach him. Right? So therefore it's very important for a person to try and get on with other people, and try and make it that he's compatible for other people as well. So that's the Kinyan Torah. And why does a person have to be loved by the Rebbein Shalom? Again, for an old Bezerra to say Torah, the Rebbein Shalom is only going to give it to somebody he's got a certain closeness to. Special closeness. Yeah, it's a bit complicated, the fourth one. So,
we're trying to spoke in the last iteration you should also. So the thrust of it is that people complain about how difficult it is to learn. So he says, we don't realize that they made us just terror, that's our spar.
Right.
And he says, you know, same cocaine and stress, how do we have any connection to Hashem's power? It's only through the amelus.
Right. Indeed. And the Kreis is Halecho, what's the first Rashi is Rishpasha, the Amele Mateya, has to be Omel Mateya, the person has to be Omel Mateya. Okay. Yesterday, still on the board, yesterday we were discussing what Shah in the Rashbam. And of course, given on Aleph, there was a Rashbam that told us that you do Nakia, Ne'er Kiddushan Adar. So, there was a discussion here. The Rashbam started saying, why Ne'er first? Because you had an offering first. Like every Shabbos, the reason why I make Bracha on Ne'er before Adar is because you had an offering that first. And then the Rashbam asked, why don't we do Yayin beforehand? So the question was, what was his question? Because he'd already said the Yayin had to be between the Havdalah and the Kiddush. So what was the question? That why don't we put Yayin first? So we have two possibilities. So does it mean to say that we should put the Ne'er we should put, there should be an order of Yayin Ner Kiddush HaTorah. That was one possibility, which is what I was suggesting yesterday. But does it mean, no, he's saying Rami should do Kiddush first, and then he should do Yayin, and then he should do Ner, and then he should do HaTorah, which I think was what Rafi was trying to say. But we didn't understand it, because he's already told us we need to put Ner first, because that's what you had an offer from first. So we went with the other shot, which is also difficult, because he already said that, he already told us this idea of Hesek. So the Marshal, I saw Marshal learned like Rafi, and said the Rashbam just means to say, I just told you one reason, and there's also another reason. I just told you one reason why you can't put Ner, why Ner goes first, is because of Hanor. And I'm going to tell you now another reason why Ner goes first, is because you can't put it between the Yayin and the Avdalah, because there'll be a Hesek between the Yayin and in between the Yayin and the Avdalah. We don't want there to be a Hesek between the Yayin and Avdalah, and therefore we put it at the beginning. That's what Mashal explains.
Even though
every month of Shabbos doesn't matter, because there's no din that we need to have Yayin next to the Avdalah so much. Same because here there's a Kiddush. But since there's a Kiddush here, and we need to have the Yayin between the Kiddush and the Avdalah, we don't want to have to between the Yayin and the Ner. Because if we do, if we don't put Yayin in there, and then I've ever seen Yayin in the Torah, if he's telling us another reason, a second reason why the Yayin, why the Ner has to go right at the beginning, because otherwise there'll be a gap between the Yayin and the Torah. That's the Marsha on his side. And the other question we had yesterday was, what's Pshat in Nihak? So we have a Moshe Peretz way out of saying it and saying there is no Nihak. And I derived from the Rashbam didn't explain it. I saw someone say, if we would have, what was that question? Why do we have Nihak? Why don't we have? Right, the Rashbam might not say because it doesn't have a gift. Didn't have that gift. But the ones that do have such a gift of Nihak, which we don't have a pshat for, clear pshat, so they say they want to explain that, what do you want to do it? Do you want to do Yayin Ner HaTorah Kiddush? But as far as Kiddush is concerned, you don't need a Ner. As far as Avdalah is concerned, you need a Ner. As far as Kiddush is concerned, you don't need a Ner. And therefore, it's a Hesek between the Birchus HaYayin and the Birchus HaKiddush. Since Kiddush doesn't need the Ner, therefore it's a Hesek.
Ner, Avdalah, Yayin, Kiddush, or that's Avdalah?
I'm asking why Ner, Yayin, Avdalah, Kiddush? What's the pshat in that?
Okay, nobody covered Ner, Avdalah, Yayin, Kiddush. You got the Yayin most of
No, we do have. We've got Rashbam explaining that, not yet. Rashbam explaining why Ner, Yayin, Avdalah, Kiddush. Ner, Yayin, Avdalah, Kiddush, that we didn't have a Rashbam for. So, maybe the Rashbam wasn't Gerisit, but those that were Gerisit, the pshat is a very interesting insight. The Kiddush doesn't need the Ner. Avdalah needs the Ner. So I'm making a both for Agafah and for the Kiddush as well, right? And in between, I'm sticking it in with a Ner, which doesn't, which is going to shake us. So it's a hashtag between the Yayin of the Kiddush and the Kiddush by putting in some extraneous thing, and therefore you have to put the Ner before the Yayin. Nice shot. Nice shot.
Kiddush doesn't need the Ner, and also the Ner doesn't need a host.
That's true.
So we can put it at the beginning.
We can.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the pshat. It's an interesting pshat. That's the pshat. One pshat, what could be for Nihak. Ner, Yayin, Avdalah, Kiddush. Like we explained, because the Ner is going to shape it for the Kiddush, and therefore the Hesek in the Kiddush. We've got two little teaspoons to do at the top of the omelet. No, we've got one at the bottom of the omelet as well. Alright, forgot about that one. Yud Kuf Nun He, the very bottom of Kuf basement base. Has anyone seen this one yet?
Yes.
Yud Kuf Nun He, the bottom of Yossi, you saw the taste of the very bottom of it? I forgot to tell everyone to learn it. No, Kuf basement base. Top. Oh, Chaval. My mistake. But since we're going to finish the sugi today, I'm going to know. Yud Kuf Nun Hei. So this is the opinion of Rav. Rav said you do yain first. And say ma, amai le tikinu nami birch samoz in yain berisha. He's got a question, a very interesting question by birch samoz. Every Rav that you make of a wine, you always do the wine first, right? If it's Kiddush, if it's Abdallah, if it's birch samila, you always do the wine first. Seven brachas, wine first. So why about Birchas Hamazon do you not do the wine first? You make a Birchas Hamazon of a wine. Why don't you do the wine first? Very simple question. But that can mean that the potele yain shibasichas tuda. Don't tell me, you know, you can't make a bracha b'pirgafen in the middle of the meal, because you already made, you already drank wine already in the meal, and therefore you don't need to make another bracha. No, it's that. You don't have an avarich. Azonasayim, yeah. Right. So he says, no, don't tell me it's because I've already made bread for a because that's not going to help me. The Gimdava have an avarich. It's an amishti. Once you say have an avarich, it's forbidden for you to continue drinking, and if you want to continue drinking, you have to make a new bracha. And therefore, definitely the bracha you made during the meal will not cover this new cup of wine. So why don't you make a bracha bread for a gofen, and then bench, and then drink the wine? The whole point of Birchas Hamazon is to cut yourself off from the previous meal. And it is the break from everything previously. You decided not to drink. You have to make a bracha on the curse of the bracha. Even though you made the bracha on your first cup, but once you now decide that you don't want to continue, now that you've benched, you decide you don't want to continue the meal, you have to make a new bracha. Vahasha says, "Tesis, a kreis v'yaldei, the cup in his hand, v'data lishtes, and he plans to drink more. Achakach, he plans to continue drinking. A filo ochi have a hefsek. There's still a hefsek. V'kach tiknu levorich ayayin achabech zmozin. Sheim yivorich kredim yitzach v'ochshin." It says, "16, it says, talpeh a bit." Tesis is saying that birch zmozin, the point of birch zmozin is to make a break between the meal and afterwards, and therefore even if I plan to continue eating or drinking then the meal, anything that to make it to in the meal will not help me for after the meal. Therefore says you can't make a bracha b'pirgafen during the meal b'karon and then bench, because the benching cuts you off. Now you're going to have to make a new bracha anyway. So therefore even though you're holding the curse and you're making the curse versus the curse versus on the curse, but any bracha you make before the Birchas Hamazon will be cut off. You have to make a new bracha afterwards. So the second then the bracha is afterwards.
Why do you say this is up your diet? In other words, if you want to say it's a mechanical thing, that benching just cuts you off, that's one thing. But he says, why does it cut you off? Just up your diet. And in and out, and here it's not up your diet. It cuts you off anyway. So then why mention up your diet?
So that's the idea. Benching is a form of deciding I've got no more shaykhs for the previous thing.
Right, but here we see it's zero because you're holding the cup.
Yeah, so it doesn't make a difference because that's what benching is. Benching is, I mean benching, I'm declaring that I've got no shaykhs for the previous thing. So I'm saying, but I want to continue drinking. Who cares what you want? You're declaring that I'm cutting myself off from the previous meal. Similar idea to when we learned about Shinumokim. Shinumokim is a cut-off. So rather than somebody saying, I want to continue drinking outside, doesn't make a difference. By definition, leaving this place, you are basically declaring, I've finished with what I've just had. And that doesn't help you in the new place. So rather than benching is the same idea. So, because I didn't tell you to learn it first, it's chaval to spend too much time being ironing it now. My mistake, I apologize. We have two things in here. Rabbi Amar Yohanek, Levi Amar Kanye. Rashbam, Mahapach HaGilsa, Rashbam, changed the Gilsa. Remember why? Rashbam actually changed the Gilsa for two reasons.
Right.
The reason he said is in the stage that all his contemporaries put together, right? But indeed, he also said Yerushalmi, says Levi is what Rabbah is. And therefore, it's Mitzvah to say the two Levis are together. But it was clear that because they have Yerushalmi, alone is not enough of a reason. The main reason was that in Babli as well, we always have Rav Levi, Rav Shimon and Levi together.
Why
what?
He added Levi in the middle.
Who? You have to research in Shas how many times Rav and Levi are together and how many times Rav and Shmuel are together. Then we can work out. Maybe the Rashbam has more times that Rav and Levi are together, and therefore you put Rav and Levi together here. So I'm telling you, Shekin Derek, I'm alright. Rav and Levi together. I'll leave that to you. Okay, yeah, until Sunday, you can count with a...
Yes.
Thank you all the way.
No, I just said that since the same Rav Shmuel Levi here in the time, that you taught me that for sure one of them has to be wrong, and it's just a question of which one do we fix, and therefore he thought there was a greater reason to say that theirs is right rather than ours is right.
Because the King
Derechamarim. But not like that, but you have one of them has to be changed.
Yes. The Machlekes what Levi said. Rashbam matach agil to mishum the Rav and Shmuel the Levi chaverim hoy. Rav Shmuel and Levi all friends. Look there are places in Tzarek Lapech mishum the. You don't need to change the gil because of that. The Gemara noka koloiston shoimim yayin. There's a certain syntax here, a certain order. First it starts off with all the yayin say, yayin yud. And then we move on to all the kuf say. And then we move on to the nun. Therefore, that's why we have Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbo. It's a good way of remembering. You have all the yuds. Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbo. And then we move on to Levi, which is kuf. So there's no sign of the fact that Levi doesn't fit in with... Levi's pushed off. He's not together with Rav and Shmuel. Because this reason is not enough. The Gemara knocketh Kalisim Shemin Yain Chilo Yakna Yenak Yehanak Vatka Shreis Oysom Shemin Kiddush Reis. After this is the Kiddush Reis Kanya Kine Vatka Knet Chilo Vatka Knet Chilo Nakya Niyak. He didn't bring Nahik. I guess that's more afterwards. See, she tasted, by the way, had the Gusta Nihak.
Yeah.
Even if the Rashbam didn't have it, and they took his Eifim, deleted that, and Ashur didn't want to put it in, the tasters did have this Gusta Nihak. Right? Tasted the Vakka, Ned, Kilo, Naki, Nihak. Unless Rabbi Asko are going to tell me that you meant to change this one to Nahik as well. So we explained today, Yossi missed it. Nice thought. Why Niak? We didn't understand yesterday. Why should we put Ner first and then Yak and then Kiddush? So I want to say, because for Kiddush, you don't need the Ner. The Ner is there, just $5. So you're making a Yayin, both $5 for Kiddush. Putting in the middle, between the Yayin and the Kiddush, you're putting in Bomerish, which is asterisk. For the Kiddush, as far as Kiddush is concerned, you're making asterisk. Therefore, you're going to make an asterisk between my Yayin and my Kiddush. You better put the Ner beforehand, so it shouldn't be such asterisk. The Ner, Yayin, Adonai Kiddush, and the Yayin, go on Adonai the Kiddush, and the Ner will be first. The Ner doesn't have to be on the crease.
That's the
year
you have to be before
I'm done. I thought
it could be
at
the very end.
Why don't we do it at the very end? So we said,
there's
no reason yet.
They're not
from it. Yeah, they're not from it. So you do not
trust.
According to some people, the gift is Nahik.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's
why I didn't
pick up on this.
Rashbam did. That's why the Rashbam didn't explain it.
He said the gears is wrong.
No. Why didn't the Rashbam explain his opinion?
Because he doesn't think it's there.
He doesn't think it's there.
Because he's got gears, and I ain't.
Right.
So what do you mean Rashbam
didn't explain it? It's not changing.
But it's not changing, so we need to understand the reason for it. So we just explain the reason for it.
Well, when it says, I'm not there, see, that means...
Different gears. So this is the one that they think is the authorized version. Tanya, Pesach Rashbam, why do you do Yayin before Adola? Mirushalmi Masma, Kepesach Rashbam. In Yerushalmi, it does appear like the Rashbam says, for the reason of the Rashbam alone, of the order, I'm not too troubled by it, because we're putting first the Yuds and then the Kus and the Nuns. But Yerushalmi does seem to say like that, because Yerushalmi has Levi, well, our Rabbi is then Rabbi, well, Levi is, and therefore it's Bermet and Mistabah like the Rashbam said. Tanya, Pesach Rashbam, the Reis Elisma, Kain Abdullah, Mishum de Mekatsin ala Pas. Since you could do Kiddush on the Pas, and Ain Mekatsin, Reim Abdin ala Pas, and you can't do Abdullah on the Pas, therefore, what needs to be more of the Yain? Abdullah, and therefore we need to put the Yain as close as we can to Abdullah. And three months space have been the time to come on, it could have been the time who holds day in Mekadin on the past. Machlik is Yishenim, if you could do Kiddush on the past. So the feet of the ship is old in Mekadin on the past. He's the Farish, Shimoya Marche. As we mean, what's his question? His question is, why should we put the Yayin before the Abdullah more than close to the Kiddush? Kiddush and Abdullah are the same severity. Is the fire Shimaya Machi Yayin and Abdullah, if you would the distance the Yayin from Abdullah, Yoimu Shain Bo Elabisul Kiddush. They would say you only brought it in honor of Kiddush Shahulich Vaid Yontif. People would say Yontif is more Kodesh. So you brought the wine for the Kiddush and not for the Abdullah. So you've got to make sure you don't make that mistake. So we put the next Abdullah, and of course the person will realize you're doing it also for the Kiddush, because Kiddush is Kodesh Yom, and therefore there's no mocking for Chash Vilvil of Yom Tov of Abdullah.
Excuse me, using bread now falls away from Kiddush.
Right. Kondra bin Natan, we need to say a new reason. So the next basis we learned yesterday, Hirsu Kirova, why is the Gemara say Hirsu Kirova? We always pass in our Bainu, we always pass in our Kirova. So he said, so say the Mishum Inach HaMeroim, because of the other Meroim, it's the Chalifti Kirova, it needs to say, we pass in our Kirova, there's a Rab, there's a Shmuel, there's a Rabbo, there's a Levi, a Rabbon, and a Mamse, all these different opinions. So we need to say that we pass in our Kirova. We learn Mishum Abai, we can't remember the Gemara, Kirova, we can't be Abai, we always pass in the whole of the Gemara like Rava versus Abaya Tar, except for Miyal Kigam. Yes, sir, Beno. Right. Tov, Givaldi. Even though Rava holds like Rav, but that's what we're saying.
We are passing because of the
Yachnaz, Yachnaz. But we anyway
passing that. But when it comes to the other
Amorayim, it's not enough to mean about because we anyway always passing that. I don't need the Gemara to tell me that. If I don't have Rava and Abai, I don't need any Gemara to say we passing like Rava. Yeah, that's cool. We always passing like Rava. Bam, Yao, Kigam.
So this was the trouble by what the Rav is. Trouble
with the Rashmadi. No. I have the same question on Tuesday as well.
What's that?
The question we're asking, what's the Gemara saying it then for? The Gemara may have our law and brought her by an Rava, so there you are, we know that Allah is like Rava finished. Then we've got my Rav. Both the Bayan Rava held by Rav. I looked around and didn't see anyone who was the Imid on it. Fine, we're on to the last stretch of this Gemara now. There's the Gemara. There's the Gemara. I take you all in the Gemara. Rehuna by Yehuda came to Rava, the house of Rava. They bought for him, this was a normal Shabbos, there wasn't any special Shabbos Yom, so they bought for him Ma'orim Somim. Adano wasn't Yom Tov. Somim, right, Somim. Baruch Rava Somim. So Rava, so this was the Bay Rava, right? The Rava was the Rav there. He was about the boss. I mean, he made a bracha on the b'samim first. First on the b'samim, then on the b'ri marish. Amalei. So Rav Huna said to him, "For bein b'samai, bein b'silel, ma'ori b'reish v'adam b'samim. First b'samim b'silel hold, you make b'ri marish first, and then you do b'samim. So why are you doing b'samim first and then b'ri marish? Everyone agrees to make b'ri marish first and then b'samim." He's going to say where he knows this from, yeah? Let's not say a quick Rashbam, just as we go along we'll do the Rashbam for this. This is third wide line down, third widest line. The Motzei Shabbos Yosfei, on a Motzei Shabbos of a weekday. And they brought him Samim and Ma'ay. We said, how do we know it was a weekday? Because they brought him Samim. Birkav Samim Bereisha, Kminim Shalonu like our Minig. We're going to see why, as we go along the sugya, why we make Om Samim first. But that is our Minig. We make the Simon, our way of remembering is like Yavneh. Right, Yavneh is a town in Eretz Yisrael. Yayin Samim Ne'avdala. It's not my Simon, it's called down in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Simon of the order of Avdala is Yavneh. Shememela, or Yiboneh, however you want it to be. Yayin Beis Nuneh. So we do Samim first. Omele Yavuna, Le'ovo, La'achas Shagom Avdala. What does Bam want to add in this word? La'achas Shagom Avdala. Why didn't he? Maybe he passed on him straight away.
And then he finishes Havdalah.
He said after. He said after he finished Havdalah, he said to him, teaching you manners, he's saying.
Well, why would you have a conversation in the middle of the whole
Havdalah? Right. He's going to start part of what he did. It's also the lack of understanding why we got out there.
Yossi is very chariot, teaching you manners, and you're saying, you know, not so very kuva, I'll find out afterwards. And in Moscow is saying, man, there's no hetter to talk between both Ben Dothan and Abdonna. Right? Maybe somebody's saying the order of the brach is wrong. But why's the hetter for you to talk? You want to be Yitzhak Abdonna, right? And you can't talk between the both Ben Dothan and Abdonna. So therefore, had to be afterwards. And Shmuel had a question. What's he doing? Asking him, what are you doing? Oh, Malay, you're not allowed to talk between the brach of both Ben Dothan and Abdonna. So it was after Abdonna. Ah, because we're going to have that, so that's anything else in that. And if it's Turkish?
Yeah, it is.
And if it's Turkish, it's normal.
So you might think that since you have, you know, it's a different sheet that you know,
right,
I don't know, old X, Y, and Z. Oh. You're in a shear from your own, and you know this, it seems to be like 100% of the guy doing it wrong.
Right.
I'm right in the head. Okay, which idea is who you're dealing with? If it's another of, you know he's most likely not making any mistakes.
So we've said the answer. So the answer is good night.
I understand, but I just forgot to understand the thing. If you see somebody making a mistake in Abdullah, for your girlfriend, and you say, right there, my favorite.
No.
You must stop him, or you must use the
thing. Well, you've got Hepsik in your Abdullah now, so then if you be able to see a very big girlfriend anyway, so. Yeah, so it's not a shame. Here we go. The order is not the kuva here, the gabbadis, but the shame is, if I talk, I'll be a shadow of being a rabba rabba. So, he asked him this question. And for the Gemara, there is actually another answer you could say, but I think what I'm also saying is that is the answer. But the Gemara Erevin says that all Yitzuri there are born on, if you don't understand something, but you're told to do it one particular way, you do it. And afterwards find out. Rigmar Erevin says that. They had a shayla by Hilchos Erevin there. By there was a problem in the Erev, and they asked the Rav, and the Rav told them to do something, and suddenly had a difficulty with it. But he did it. And his Rigmar there says why in Dov Samach. Dying or something there in Rigmar. Rigmar says why. He says it's all Yisod Yavonon. If you told something, you do it, and then afterwards you find out. If you're told to do something, you do it, and only afterwards you clarify it. The reason is because he showed a bon on the mitzvah is right. There is no right by the Torah. You're not allowed to eat a piece of pot of a cholov, right? Pot of becholov. You're not allowed to eat it. So that is something forbidden. So if somebody says I can, I'm saying this piece is possibly telling me I can't. But he showed a bon on the mitzvah to listen to Chazal. What? This, that. That's the mitzvah says in the Chazal. So a rabbi told you to do something, so you're not rebelling against Chazal. So afterwards you can clarify whether Chazal wanted that from me, but I'm not rebelling against Chazal. So back to where we're holding it. So back now to the Gemara. So he said, what? Bishama and Bishila both say you do Ma'oi before Bisamim. So why on earth do you say the other way around? So what is that? Amai, Bisam, because the Mishnah in Brochs. You do first the Ner, then you do Mozoin, then you do B'Samah Avdolah. We're talking about here, so Rashbam says, somebody's only got one case. Only has one case, and therefore you've got to do Avdolah and the Mozoin on one cup. According to the Rambam that we learned last week, or is it this week? Even if you've got a few cups. Maskanas of Sugya was that Havdalah and Virchus HaMazon can be made on the same cup. So, whichever way you want to run the Rasbam, so clearly we're talking about there's only one cup. Ner HaMazon, B'Samim HaHavdalah. That's the order. Obviously, Elohim. Ner B'Samim HaMazon HaHavdalah. But one thing they all agree is Ner is before the B'Samim. So why do you, Rava, do the B'Samim before the Ner? Only Rava Basay, Rava answered him, Rama Zuzirime, this Mishneh is a mayor quoting it. It's a lone opinion. Aber if you daima, if you daima, if you daima, if you daima, there's no dispute between Misham Mishelel and a Muslim Shabbat Shalom. You certainly make first Muslim first. We'll see why in a minute. Rala Abdullah, Shiva Saif, and you make Abdullah at the end. Minig of the world is to actually do like Beit Hillel according to Reb Yehuda, meaning not like Reb Meir. I mean, do we do Mazin, Samim, Ner Havdalah? Right, that's the minig. So we'll see why. You asked yesterday why we have a few different reasons why that is the minig, but we'll see. Says Rashbam first. Ona Yevon of the Rava. Zachar Shagam Havdalah, we did that one. Next Rashbam. Ner Mazin, Samim Havdalah. Says the Rashbam, why are you putting Mazin together with Havdalah? Answer is, Heicha Deinei Rakeitecha, you only have one cup. That's why you're putting Ner together, the Mazin together with Havdalah. As I mentioned to you just beforehand, the Rambam learns otherwise. Rambam learns, Maskanas HaTzuvya, if you've got many cups, it doesn't make a difference. Samim and Havdalah are connected, not Samim. Havdalah and Mazin, both the Mazin are connected. Both the Mazin, if the Mazin and Havdalah are connected, the Rambam says, because they're both going on something previous. They're both going on what you ate.
It's late in the night, and this person ate, he said that he had to. I'm
going
to drink the wine, but
you
can't drink the wine because he has $7. No.
You can drink the wine.
You can drink the wine before
$1. Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes to wine. Yeah. Yeah. Because
that's how it is.
You can.
Okay.
Right. Zuzi Be'er. Oh, Zuzi Be'er. The Hochi Avatonu L'Profayu. This is how they learnt the Machlokes to be Shammai B'Tillel, or that of this Machlokes to be Shammai B'Tillel, the Stamas Nisim Remeir. They learnt that this Mishnah is Remeir. Why? Because the general rule is Stamas Nisim is Remeir. So this is Remeir's opinion. But Reb Yehuda is Chaylek. And if you have I'm holding like Reb Yehuda. And if you can told us, that's the Minik. What do you do first?
Since when do we pass
Reb Yehuda? We'll see in a minute. Very good question. Please ask that. See in a minute. Ala Mazin should be Tzchilo. So this Rashbam is a Gewaldige Metzia. It's an amazing find, which we would have had, had we had it last week, would have been even more exciting. This Rashbam, which you're going to see now, is the Rashbam that tells us why you make this the Mazin before Havdalah. You finished your meal, now you have a choice. Either do Havdalah first or do this the Mazin first. Why should we do Birch HaMazon before Havdalah? Till now we've seen, yeah, why not? You could do Birch HaMazon first. This Rashbam tells us we have to do Birch HaMazon first. Why do we have to do Birch HaMazon first? Says the Rashbam, the cave and the Gomas of the Sayyid, since you finished your mitzvah, Bahu Mechai Bereisha, since you finished your meal, sorry, that's the one that came first, The one that came first was the Birchus HaMazon. They might be in all the mitzvahs. So we'll see in a second. So last, what's this Rishbam telling us? Rishbam telling us you finished your meal, so Birchus HaMazon came first, therefore you make a bracha on Birchus HaMazon before Kiddush. So let me ask you a quick question then. We had the Rishbam, the first Rishbam on Amud Beis, and the Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The Rishbam there told us that Rabbi Yossi says you do Birchus HaMazon before Kiddush. But says Rishbam, Rabbi Yossi is asking you to do Kiddush before Birchus HaMazon. Otherwise Shmuel wouldn't make any sense. Why? How can that be? Aim of being on mitzvahs.
Well, this is a different case.
What's the difference?
It's not a regular Motzei Shabbos.
What's the difference? Regular Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. This is what we're saying over here. Aim of being on mitzvahs should apply there as well. There, your small saying.
It's forcing you on the day to take it.
It's forcing me to do Avdol as well. One thing my kids want to my daughter, why should that be an Afghan minute? I've heard you. And one thing, I'm just thinking of the question, and it's kind of rare. Not everyone caught the question. The Gemara, he said, Shmuel, that you have to bench first before doing Avdol. Why? In Mavi and Alamitsis. Now the Gemara could base on its base, brought down a shit of Shmuel. Shmuel says in your email, you stop your kiddush and do Birchus HaMazon. Fei de Rashbam, who's Shmuel going like? Not going like a Yehuda, because you have to break up the meal completely. It's not going like a Beishi. Beishi says you have to do Birchus HaMazon first. Says the Rashbam, no. Beishi, you said you have to do Birchus HaMazon first, then must mean you can do kiddush first. You can't do kiddush first. If the Rashbam is telling me there's a cloud in of in Aramitzis, and that's why you have to do benching first, so how can the Rashbam over here tell us as small as you can do Kiddush first? I am of in Aramitzis.
No.
He's also gone beyond the time.
He's
also gone beyond the time. So the answer is, like Rafi told us, in that cook base, I'm based in the middle of the meal, so I haven't finished my meal yet, so I haven't had the chiv yet. I haven't had the chiv to eat yet, to bench yet. To meila, nothing wrong doing kiddush. It's not something I'm viewing out of mitzvahs. You know, mitzvah means if I've got mitzvah in front of me, don't pass over and do another mitzvah. But this mitzvah right now, I don't want to do. Right now, I don't want to bench yet. I've got a chiv to bench now. I want to continue eating. Therefore, you can do kiddush first. But here we're talking about when you continue your meal and you finish your meal now. It's after that. You finish your meal. You didn't stop at night because you don't need to stop at night. You finish your meal. Finishing your meal, oh! Now, aim of your mitzvah, you're going to keep the bench first, and then do Havdalah. So first stage is clear?
Why would you still say that first?
Oh, what were you asking? Now I have a question the other way around. If we're talking about that you ate through the night, and you came to, you finished your meal, so when did Havdalah kick in? So you're asking a question, you're not saying something, you're asking a question.
Yeah.
Right? You have to say with a different tune. Right?
Expiration date.
Not necessarily. The guy's question in the form of a question. How can the Rashbam here say that you have to make Birchus HaMazon first because Eimah V'in Alam Mitzvah? Once we've decided that you finish your meal now, so now I now have two mitzvahs in front of me. Who tells me that the Birchus HaMazon comes before the Kiddush, before the Avdalah? Maybe the Avdalah comes before the Birchus HaMazon. Eimah V'in Alam Mitzvah came nightfall at the Chiyuv Avdalah. Right?
The chiyuv is an immediate. You can say Avdalah.
You can do Birchus HaMazon also, Father. 72 minutes or even 3 hours. If it's a big meal, you can say until Shabbos.
You go the next day.
What's the difference? One to 2 hours. What's the difference? He had a rough, filled up himself for a meal. He couldn't stop facing again. He did Birchus HaMazon 6 hours later. So, what's the difference now? You're playing with numbers. You're asking a question, a very strong question. What's the Rashbam saying, Eimah V'in Alam Mitzvah? I'm saying your question, you should have said it. What's the Eimah V'in Alam Mitzvah? Who said Birchus HaMazon is first? Maybe Avdalah is first. And Abdullah could also be derived from Tamishay. But the mother could also not be derived if he didn't have Kadesh Shriya. So you're also playing around here.
Kedusha
Yomi is supposed to do immediately. Uh-huh. Kedusha
Yomi is supposed to do. No, it's Kedusha Yomi in terms of making Kiddush.
Yeah.
But Hamdallah is in order to allow you to eat. Is there
a key
that you come home, you have to do
Hamdallah
immediately?
That's like Kiddush. Yeah, then we should keep Shabbos going. And whenever Shabbos finishes, that's when you should do Hamdallah.
Hamdallah bring in the new day. You ate in the old day.
And therefore,
you have the key to do that first.
Not the saying of all, but maybe a bit simpler. They could say in two different ways. Number one is, as long as when I was eating, even when I had the kezayis, I already had a chiyuv on me versus the moment. I already had a chiyuv versus the moment. I don't have to make it yet because I'm still continuing to eat. But that chiyuv was on you already. Before Adonai came, you had a chiyuv versus the moment. Right? When you started eating, as soon as you had that kezayis, you had a chiyuv versus the moment. Instead of making my being ala mitzvahs, because I'm going to have to continue eating. But as soon as I finished eating, which chiyuv came first? The first bit of the month, the one you had to kezayis. The main of that one first. That's making my being ala mitzvahs. That I think is the most classic mahalach. That the chiyuv of birchus hamazon was on you already from earlier. You had a chiyuv. I hear what you're asking. It's not, but you had a chiyuv to bench them. That was Zayin Avinah. The other answer is, the other possibility is that since you were eating, as long as you were eating, you got no chiyuv to make Abdallah. That we know. Basically said, as long as you're eating, you have a chiyuv Abdallah. So it's called because Mazon is that is the first mitzvah. Because as long as that was part of my meal, anything to do with the meal precedes Hilchos Abdallah. So maybe that's similar to what Moshe was saying, on the one's going on the past, one's going on the future, but it's not really that's the problem of is that I was eating, and as long as I'm eating, anything to do with the meal, that precedes the mitzvah of Havdalah. So therefore, it's more as found, told us, number one, it told us, the story is why you have to bench first. Right? Because Ima bin Ala mitzvah. Also told us this idea which we said, the Birchus Hamazon mitzvah is first. If you remember, we had the Shittus Rif. It's all been coming together now. The Shittus Rif said, if you finish eating Bein HaShloshes, then you should bench first and do Kiddush after that. Finish eating Bein HaShloshes, you bench first, then do Kiddush. So he said, Rif holds you have to bench first. Why should you have to bench first? So there are found now telling us why you have to bench first. Ein mavin ala mitzvah. Ein mavin ala mitzvah. The chiyuv to bench, that came first, and then do kiddush afterwards. So, the minhag says to the Gemara that you make on mitzvahim first. There's no explanation provided, not in the Rashbam, not in Tesis, not in the Ran, not in the Rif, to explain why you should do mitzvahim before Bo'emereish. But there are, in the Achrenim, there are different reasons given for it. One reason why we make Psalmim before Bo'emereish, what's the minig, is because Tadir Shein, Tadir Tadir Kedim. The Psalmim, you make a bracha on whenever you want, really. But Bo'emereish, you only do it on Shabbos. There's no other time you make a bracha for Bo'emereish. So the Psalmim is a more frequent bracha, and therefore, you make a bracha on Bo'emereish before Bo'emereish. That's one shot. It's just this. It's Hillel, that's what we do.
Okay.
Another reason, not exactly like you say, another reason is that the Tzomim we do the Kavod Shabbos. Bein Me'ez has nothing to do with the Kavod Shabbos. The reason why we do Bein Me'ez is because on Matzah Shabbos, fire was discovered. Right? But the Tzomim we do because of the Kavod Shabbos, because the Shama was leaving us. So therefore, Kavod Shabbos is Adifa. And the third reason, which may be a little bit higher, Kabbalistic, that we make the order of the brachas is according to how fine-tuned you need to be in order to appreciate it. So drinking, taste of wine, any simple guy can taste, right? Don't need to be in tune so much to it. The Samim is has to be, you're not tasting anything, it's a bit away from, slightly away from you, but the Chush HaReach, you can smell it, which is a certain higher level than whatever goes into your body. It's Chush HaReach, then the sight is something which is even further away, which is an even greater ability for us that we are able to see it, even though it's not going in our body, and it's not even our body not smelling it, but we're viewing it at a distance. That's a great ability. And the highest ability is Avdala, which is intellect, which is sort of Moshe was saying with his mouth thing, it's less in your face and the higher on the abilities. So those are different reasons for such a mimic. Whatever the reason is, that was the Nog, that was the mimic. So it's faceless. Oh, my Rabbi Yechonon. Nog. Huh? How do you explain? Ah, okay. So, we absorb it sometimes, be Tila. Tomer Bichon, no go home, give me Tila. Last the Chilik, Rabbi Yechon, a Stam Mishnah. So it's now asking a question. Rabbi Yechon, a Chilik and a Stam Mishnah. We generally don't have Amorim Chilik on Stam Mishnah. So what's Pshat? How can it be Rabbi Yechon saying the Minig is like Bish Hillel? Alright, there was a Stam Mishnah telling us about Bish Samim and Bish Hillel say you do Ner first. There was a Yudah who said that you do Psalmim first. So why should that be a reason for us to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yudah? Rabbi Zerach, are we passing that Stam Mishnah? Rekel HaMeima says, Tosfos, Shevelosh and Yochid, Oyeshoyna Oysom. That he would learn that the Mishnah itself had Zu Divrei Meir. It wasn't a Stam Mishnah like Rameh. It was clearly written Zu Divrei Meir. And if a Mishnah says Zu Divrei Meir, the Mishnah is going to say, that's Rameh's opinion, but there's others who disagree. Oyeshoyna Boy, Divrei Meir, Be'edah, that's how he would learn. He would learn, they said in the Mishnah, Divrei Meir. That's the end of Tosfos. Okay, in the first half thesis. So answer the question, how could the Bi'echon say the meaning is like Bishilo? Because the Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah. Not like the Rashbam, who says, the Stam Mashishan Remeh. The Rashbam in the fourth line down, fifth line down, says clearly that the Mishnah was a Stam Mishnah. The Bi'echon didn't learn that. Bi'echon learned that it wasn't a Stam Mishnah, and that's why no go on to Bishilo. And you could end of thesis. Nagu, whenever it says in the Gemara Nagu, it's normally written for something that, Benji, ever if you did it, it's okay. Not like I said, it's not the way to behave. If you ask your Shaila, I wouldn't tell you to do that way. Benji, ever, that's what we're going to do. There's thesis, that's not here. Here, Nagu means this is the way to behave. It's not like a Benji, ever. How do thesis know that? How do thesis know that here, Nagu means that this is the way to behave? Maybe it's not. Maybe it'd be the evidence how you should behave. But the evidence, if you did like Beit Hillel, it's okay. Because there's a story. Rava did this way. And Ravuna asked him, why do you do this way? And he said, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha Nagu Beit Hillel. So it must mean that this is the way to behave. Sure. So it says, Hai Nagu, no have a Hai Nagu to pay back to the Tainus. It's not like the Nagu of the last second Tainus where it says, Mepharish, Da'uri Loi Marinon. This isn't the way that we would clearly tell you, Psak. If you did it, we're not going to make you a Machar. No, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat Nagu means this is a Chatzchila permitted to do it that way. That's how, that's what the Rava, therefore Rava said, that's how I pass a Nagu on for Bishilo. We first do Psalmim and then we do.
Okay. It's such a strong
Sack.
How come Rabbi Yehuda
Rav Huna Bar Yehuda.
Didn't know. Yeah. Okay, Rav Huna Neumishtein.
How many times did he say it wrong?
Rav Huna Neumishtein, the Mishnah says it that way. Along came Rav and said, you're right, the Mishnah says it, but Rav Yochanan says it's a day of Chidor, and there's a bright thing the other way, and the Minig is the other way. Why is the Minig the other way? It's not critical, not committed so much. We do one before the other, you hate that. Okay, so that's the end of the Sugya. The answer is one long Sugya, but we're zeicher to get to the end of it. So next week we'll start the new sugar. You can register. I could like today to Chazara, time to Chazara of what we learned this week. It wasn't hard, Gemara, but it was quite a lot of writing. And so next week we'll start on the order of the next Gemara. From Rabbi Yaakov, we have to get till. It's quite an involved sugar next week. So the halacha is all at the end of the meal, if you say, let's go and bench. So what do you do now? Are you allowed to continue eating? Mm-hmm. If you are allowed to continue eating, do you have to make a new bracha? That's the sugar. It's quite involved. So start it, and we'll take it from there. But today, anyway, I'd like you to do chazar, and we'll see on Sunday how we conquer the next sugar. In the chukais, I say leichu. That's exactly what we've been doing. That Rashi says that the point of going with the Torah is to work on the Torah. The Pesach calls this in a chukaytai teilechu. Teilechu is the word of going, walking. So the Muslim Svarim say a muscle that you can have a bunch of people sitting around a table and eating, having a good time, and then they get up to go, and there's 10 people sitting there, and 9 of them go, and one person stays behind. So they're wondering why he's staying behind, and then they see he doesn't have legs. He's a gamad, whatever they call it. He doesn't have legs. But as long as they're sitting there, you can't tell the difference. Once they go, then you see the difference. Torah is, of other men, we're learning the base of measures, it's meant to be a gravelling thing that we're learning. So it's meant to be something which we take with us. And when we go in the street and we go in our day-to-day business life, it should affect our way of living. And it's only somebody that is treating the Torah with its proper respect, as they got me, Amal B'Torah, that will have effect on a person, and when he's not just in the Bitter Medrash, but when he's going wherever he's going, he's also living with the Torah, and it's affecting his day-to-day life. Have a good Shabbos.